Hello and welcome, listeners, to my sermon on the 24th of December, which is the fourth week of Advent and is Christmas Eve. My name is Father Tom Casey of the Isime Media Center in Dola. Of course, this is Mass in the Morning readings, and this evening will be the Vigil Mass of Christmas. The first reading this morning, therefore, which is from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 1 to 16, we see that King David wants to build a house for the Ark of the Covenant. But through the prophet Nathan, the Lord explains that it will be another, but from his lineage, who will build a house for the Ark of the Covenant. And I quote, "And I will raise up your heir after you, sprung from your lions, and I will make his kingdom firm. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me." This again is like a prophecy of the coming of Jesus, for we see that the Father and Son are the one family, and the house he will build will have no boundary walls and will incorporate all peoples and races and of all ages. Of course, there will be a beautiful temple built by King Solomon, who was the 10th son of King David. That, however, will be a temporal building that will be vulnerable to pillage and destruction, as indeed it was destroyed during the Babylonian exile. Another lesson to us all, that anything upon this earth will fall and crumble away eventually. What will last is what we store up for ourselves in heaven. The plan of God is to bring salvation to the whole world, and that nothing will stop him. Yes, we are like the people of Israel who falter and sin and go astray, but if we are like the innocent lamb whom he seeks out in the bush and puts across his shoulders and brings back to the fold where we are all one, then we live in this great and vital hope. But all of us are in the position of that lamb, caught in the briars and thorns of earthly and destructive habits and compulsive behaviours. Are we willing and wanting to go back to the Lord this Advent and allow him to rescue us? Likewise, if we see people in our parish or family who have gone astray, at least know that Christ wants to seek that person out and return him or her to the fold. No point in saying, it's not my problem. Everyone has a right to go astray and let them off. But we must show concern and love and at least pray and take the first opportunity we get to help that person come back. It would not be us alone doing this rescue, but Jesus using us to do so and giving us the words to say that will encourage the lost one to return. Our view of God might be so distorted in that we say that it is impossible for me to do anything. But wait and see how things will turn out, and if it is that you have to say something to that person, Jesus himself will guide your words. They will come from him. Our task is to open ourselves to that possibility. But sometimes we limit our God. We make him small. We don't really believe in the possibilities that God can do all things. Remember Angel Gabriel's words, "For nothing is impossible to God." Read Luke chapter 1, verse 37. Even an old woman can give birth to a healthy baby. Even a virgin can give birth to the Saviour of the world. Our faith is based on the incredible acts of God that seem impossible to the world we live in. Please don't limit God. The Gospel today, which is from Luke chapter 1, verses 67 to 79, we see that Zechariah, John the Baptist's father, filled with the Holy Spirit, prophesied. And we will hear his joyous appraisal of the Lord and his plan for our salvation. Zechariah bursts and explodes into a song of praise after being freed from dumbness, and is totally convinced of the plan of God, and even goes to the time of Abraham, who trusted in the one God, the same God. I often think that we must be very disappointing to God because this enthusiasm is not very evident in our characters and lifestyles. I can imagine Zechariah being a very jovial man after his experience because he is fired up and could be a great character to be with. It reminds me of the disciples on the road to Emmaus. And they unknowingly met Jesus, who explains scriptures to them and makes it so real and understanding. And they said afterwards, "Did not our hearts burn within us as he explained the scriptures?" Read Luke chapter 24, verse 32. I am so sure that they knew the scriptures, and it wasn't new what Jesus was saying, but it was the way he said it, with a new insight. This is what is needed in our faith as Catholics. Even though we all know the scenes of the Gospel and some of the Old Testament and the New Testament as well, yet when an insight comes our way, we somehow see it all come together. It's like we say, "Oh yeah, I never saw it that way till now. Now it's making sense." I think we are being called to desire that enthusiasm, the enthusiasm of Zechariah. If we do, we will get it. If we really want it, we will get it. God won't let you down. Sincerely want to be a God person, and it will happen. Sincerely desire to be good and holy, and as a result we become like Zechariah today, who had cooperated with the Lord in the birth of John the Baptist, the precursor to Christ. O come, O King of David, come and hold my life. Thanks, dear listeners, for your time, and I hope you have found our reflections helpful and insightful. Allow me, on behalf of all the SMA Media Center people here in Indola, to wish you all a happy, peaceful, and holy Christmas in your own hearts and with your loved ones. If you have any comments on anything said in this presentation, I would appreciate you sending us an email to smamediaindola@gmail.com. All lowercase and one word. Hope to be with you again real soon. Happy and holy and peaceful Christmas once more. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, signing off now.